Are you a client-facing online entrepreneur who is ready to feel confident in how to run the behind the scenes of your online business? If you're tired of feeling like you're always flying by the seat of your pants and secretly drowning in wearing all of the hats of your business, then you're in the right place. I know you're ready to get organized, clean up your calendar, and fully step into the CEO that you know you're meant to be. Welcome to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnett, a systems strategist for client-facing businesses. I'm on a mission to help you streamline your business so you can save time, boost your profits, and feel confident about your growth. Are you ready to dive into the power of scalable systems? Then let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnett, and today I have a very special guest. I'm very excited to have her on the podcast. Her name is Simi Awokoya, and she is a personal brand coach for women in corporate and entrepreneurship. And today's podcast episode is all about LinkedIn. If you know me, if you've heard me talk about marketing before, you've probably heard me mention that I just literally don't know what to do when it comes to LinkedIn. And I have some weird mindset blocks. I don't even know what's going on with that. So I am really, really looking forward to diving in and asking all the questions about LinkedIn. Simi has helped hundreds of women use their personal brand to attract income generating opportunities for their business, all by using LinkedIn. So I'm really, really excited to hear her take on how she uses it, you know, what her strategy is, and, you know, ask my own personal selfish questions around why I can't figure out how to actually start posting and get more noticeable on LinkedIn. So Simi, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam. So happy to be here.
Why don't we just dive into your personal business journey? Talk to us about how you got started in the online space and how you ended up getting so, you know, into LinkedIn in the first place.
Great, great. So lovely to be here. And I would love to just share my journey a little bit, as you said, especially when it comes to starting in the online business world. So I started basically selling my services online as a career coach. I'm still a career coach. However, you'll hear soon enough in the story that a lot of people started reaching out to me that were business owners because I use LinkedIn so much in my business. So I first started off in 2016, and that's quite early on in the game, right? And since 2016, I started basically working with women who really wanted to get to the next stage of their career, specifically make more income. And an important way and a great way to do that is using LinkedIn. And a lot of people think LinkedIn is only for hiring and only for careers. But I started not using it for my career. I started using it for my business. And in doing that, I've attracted so many clients to my business, about 150 plus, just using LinkedIn as a platform. And LinkedIn is a great income generation opportunity. So as I did that, I also noticed some other things, such as not just getting revenue in my coaching business, but getting revenue in other ways, such as paid speaking engagements, such as brand collaborations, brand deals, and thought leadership. So awards and recognition in the industry, in the business industry and the business space. So with that, I got a lot of questions from my peers in the business world saying, you need to teach me how to do this on LinkedIn, right? It's almost like I used it to solve my marketing problems because I was like, my marketing needs to go further. The power of LinkedIn isn't a weird algorithm like Instagram. We'll probably get into that more. But LinkedIn is literally, think about it like a network effect. So anytime anyone interacts with your posts, they essentially get shown to all that those people's followers and connections. So people saw that, one, I was growing my following, but also I was converting more clients and people started asking me and I was like, okay, there's something here. The root of it all comes down to sharing my personal brand on LinkedIn, and kind of that's why I'm here today. So that's kind of my entrepreneurial journey.
Wow, I love that. I love how it started as you solving the problem for yourself. I feel like that's always really, really helpful in the entrepreneur journey because you can just resonate so much with your ideal clients as well. Was it difficult to make that pivot at first from when you were going from more of just using LinkedIn as a career-driven platform to actually using it to get your own clients? And, you know, how did you navigate that in terms of what content you were posting or how you were showing up on the platform?
Right. So yes, great point. I've used LinkedIn two ways in my lifetime. Obviously, first, everyone starts off with having a LinkedIn profile because it's the trendy thing to do. And I moved into using it as a kind of a lead generation tool. So what changes did I have to make? So the first thing is I had to change the way I saw LinkedIn. A lot of people, when they look at a LinkedIn profile, they think of it like a CV or a resume, but actually isn't like that for business owners. You have to see it as a sales page. So how are you going to leverage the different features they give you in LinkedIn as a sales page? And that was a huge mindset shift. It's something I also teach my clients as well, how to actually infuse their credibility in their LinkedIn profile and in their content. Because the power of LinkedIn and Instagram, Pinterest, no shades to other platforms, they don't actually have that enriching profile experience. You're not able to share that much of yourself. People have to scroll down your feed to learn about you. And people get bored. On Instagram, people are looking at cute pictures of their nieces and nephews. And people are distracted by so many things on the platform. But on LinkedIn, it's very much curated. And business owners, it's in our own best interest to make sure we are as credible as possible. So definitely taking advantage of all the LinkedIn features. I could get into that if you want me to share as well. And then the second thing was thinking about LinkedIn as a funnel. So the first way LinkedIn is seen is when you log into LinkedIn. If you have a LinkedIn profile, you probably know this. When you log in, you first of all see everything that your network is saying. So think about it from a kind of a client perspective. When they log in, they're going to see everyone that they're connected to. What are they saying? The first thing is you need to have content that's valuable enough for them to want to click on your profile. And when they click on your profile, that's where the magic happens. A lot of people just use it like a resume. But when you're a business owner and you're strategically able to kind of define the user journey and take them on a journey, it changes the game. So that was the main change, understanding the platform and being able to use it to my advantage. I can give some practical tips as well if you want me to. But it would be great to just let everyone know that you can't see LinkedIn as an employee platform anymore. You have to see it as a business owner, and it really kind of makes all the difference.
No, I love that viewpoint of, like you said, using it as like a sales page, because that's so true with Instagram, with other platforms. You're clicking on someone's profile, and I think, you know, the bio box is what, like 160 characters or something. Yeah. And you're trying to like make these like really catchy sayings with emojis and blah, blah, blah. But with LinkedIn, you really do have so much space and, you know, room to highlight different things throughout your own experience. And yeah, I think being able to strategically use those as a business owner is very, very key to, you know, actually having a converting almost funnel on LinkedIn. Can you share kind of the top three features that you think are the most important when it comes to optimizing your profile?
Perfect. So the first thing that I want to say is think about all the things LinkedIn gives you and just think about it as an opportunity. The first thing is you have a headline. So when you actually head to your page, you have a headline, which is an opportunity to describe who you help and what you do. It's not just about your job title. And I think a lot of times coming from the corporate world, we're very used to just saying, okay, I'm an online business manager or I'm a Dubsado expert. But what are you actually helping your clients do? If you have an online business, you should be talking to the transformation you give your clients. Also, people actually search on the platform for what they want. So you want to make sure what are those SEO-specific terms people are searching for. So for example, if you work with Dubsado, this is just an example because I use Dubsado, is you help with client experiences. You help with client experiences. So you want to talk about supporting or helping business owners or helping the specific niche build great client experiences, include Dubsado expert, just include the technologies, but you want to speak to the transformation. So using your headline, that's prime time real estate. The second is you have something called a featured section. So normally people use the featured section to, like, let's say they got a new job or they announced like a work announcements. They want to usually pin that or maybe their most liked posts. But when you're a business owner, no one cares about that. You should be pinning your services. You should be linking out to your email list. You should be linking out to how people can book a call with you. See it as a link tree. They're giving you a link tree for free, a links page for free. So you use your featured section, not just to pin posts, use it to pin your offers, services, ways people can get into your world. Ways you can take people off the platform into your world and ecosystem. So that's the featured section. And then next is the about section. The about section is not just your career journey and story. It's you listing your offers, right? So in my About section, I talk specifically about how you can work with me through my corporate, like working with women in corporate, through my accelerator, and also working with women in business through my LinkedIn VIP day. So I literally spell out my offers and I also spell out my transformation. So think about your featured section as almost like your link to buy, like your link to cart on your sales page. Think about your headline, like your top of the fold of your sales page, you're calling out your ideal client. And then think of your about section, like your details of your offers and your offerings. And then finally, you said three, but I'll give you a bonus one because I know people listening on this are probably like, okay, this is the first time someone is saying something practical. Think about your recommendation section. A lot of people don't use their recommendation section. And a lot of people are so comfortable using their Slack screenshot messages on their sales page. Think about your recommendation sections, like valid social proof. This is exactly coming from your client's mouth. You're not paraphrasing their words. You're not making it an anonymous comment in the community. It's directly from your clients. So I would encourage everyone, and I always tell, like, sometimes there's also a right way to ask for recommendations. It's something I teach people how to do. Sometimes you can ask for a recommendation and it's just, you're not asking it the right way to kind of showcase the client's result. It's more of a kind of a selfish ask for yourself. But when you're able to see it from a showcasing perspective, you're able to do that. So I teach entrepreneurs who feel nervous or anxious about asking for recommendations on LinkedIn. But yeah, those are the four main features. I'll say your headline, feature section, about section, and your recommendations. Also, like testimonials are your main features. You want to make sure you're setting up your LinkedIn sales page.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it totally makes sense, especially when you put it in the format of a sales page, because I feel like we're all so familiar with the sales page nowadays. And yeah, I totally agree with the recommendations. I think I remember I had a friend a couple of weeks ago who wanted a recommendation, and the way she asked was so like good. It was so, made it so easy for me because I am one of those people. I'm sorry to admit this to everyone, but if you ask me for feedback, I will give you feedback or fill out a testimonial form eventually, but it will take me a while because I have to like put it on my to-do list and then it has to sit there for the mandatory like 1 month or something. And then I will finally get around to it. I don't know why, it's something I procrastinate all the time, but for her, she made it so easy. So it literally took me 5 minutes, I think. And I was like, oh, great, perfect. Like, I'm happy to give you a recommendation. Here you go. So I'm sure your strategy makes it just as easy as well and can really, really help boost those recommendations. And so once we have our profile really optimized, we have our sales page, you know, ready to go. I guess one of the main mindset things I really struggle with LinkedIn is I always think that my ideal clients are on Instagram. And I'm like, LinkedIn would not work for me to get clients. Like maybe it would work for, you know, public speaking and, or if I was maybe more networking in Amsterdam, a lot of people in Amsterdam use LinkedIn, especially when I'm going to networking events and stuff. And maybe if I was more focused on that. But when I think about actually finding my ideal clients, I always think about Instagram. And I feel like that's just because I'm there. So what would you say to someone who's really wondering, okay, me, like, would this actually work for me? Will LinkedIn have my ideal clients on there?
Perfect question. And this is like one of the biggest questions / objections people have about LinkedIn.
Number one objections.
yes, exactly. And first things first, the reason why it's understandable, but I think the reason why it's also popular way to think is because of the way most people were introduced to LinkedIn. Most people were introduced to LinkedIn, especially in like the either Gen Z or millennial generation, as they were either in college or in their first jobs. And that's how they saw the platform. They never saw it as a way to boost their credibility at all. And if you think about it, when people first want to buy from you, they're always going to Google you and check you out on LinkedIn. That's the first thing. They're always going to Google you and check you out on LinkedIn. Who is she? What has she done? When your LinkedIn profile and you are posting content actively on LinkedIn is set up, there are a couple of things it does for you. First one, people know this is a for fun business, or it's actually a serious business. You're not just trying to be an entrepreneur. You've actually set up a business and are setting your clients' results. So that's one thing just to put aside. The first thing is your clients are actually on LinkedIn. And let me tell you why and proof why. A lot of people want to actually access people that have budgets to actually pay for their services, not just being someone that's going to question your prices. the difference between Instagram and LinkedIn is and other platforms, and sorry to always compare it to Instagram.
Just no, I love the comparison because that's where I am.
That's what everyone is. And I'm there too. And it does work for me for some things. However, there is a level of credibility and there's a level of way people look at your services and the way you can also showcase with Instagram. And in Instagram, you can only do it visually. And that's the problem. If you do not have graphics, you're not able to showcase anything on Instagram. And that's quite restricting for your marketing. Not only is it not sustainable, but you are actually you're distracting people without getting to the core of your message. There's only so far personal branding can go on Instagram because people are always going to be distracted with a picture. However, on LinkedIn, you're able to, one, have a compounding effect on your knowledge, and people that are ready to not question your prices are going to literally buy from you immediately in a way they won't buy from you on Instagram.
This is so interesting.
So from a LinkedIn perspective, for example, I got an application to work with me yesterday. She was a cold lead. Because I actually checked, had she joined my email list? And I checked and she joined my email list that day. The day she applied, exactly. She's joined my email list that day. She saw a free webinar. There was something from me that she saw. And immediately from that funnel, and because she came from LinkedIn, she was able to convert so quickly. On Instagram, she wouldn't have converted as fast. And this has happened several times in my business because there's a level of credibility LinkedIn gives you. In terms of your ideal clients are on LinkedIn. They're just looking at things differently. And until you brand yourself as the person that has the solution to their problem, they're not going to buy from you. So it comes down to the content. The reason why people think their ideal clients aren't on LinkedIn is because they don't know what to post. And what you post is critical on LinkedIn. You can't just post like you'll post on Instagram. You can't repurpose from Instagram like you would on, because that kind of content doesn't work. And it's not about kind of speaking like a professional. It's not about being a professional on LinkedIn. I say you always have to write how you speak, because people can read through, like, this is a ChatGPT. This is a ChatGPT generated post. People can always see through it. But when you write how you speak, you make it that much easier. So the reason why people feel their clients aren't on LinkedIn is because, one, they don't know what to post. Two, they haven't actually made the effort. And this happened to me as well. I didn't make the effort to actually set up my LinkedIn in a way to convert. If you post content and your LinkedIn looks like you're still a 9-to-5er, you're not going to get any clients. And if you have a sales page, optimized LinkedIn profile, but you don't post any content, no one's going to find your profile either. So it's how you're going to marry both your profile optimization and your content creation to actually do that conversion. And there's so many in terms of what to post, like, oh my gosh, am I only going to be posting about this topic? If you are in a certain niche, you have to think about the problems the people in that niche are experiencing, and everyone can relate to that. So even if you're in like a technical space, the reason why people want to work with like technical OBMs, system specialists, is because they want to save time. They want to have smoother systems. They want to have like a real business. So you need to talk to those things on the platform. And there are so many people, huge companies, in fact, that have the budget for that.
Yeah, I mean, I love this reframe. Like, I feel like you're just blowing my mind right now. And especially with like what you said about how it's not that the problem is not that your ideal clients are not on LinkedIn. It's like the problem is actually you're not branded as the person to solve their problem yet. And that resonated with me so much because I feel like, yes, I do know my ideal clients are on LinkedIn because I follow several of them on LinkedIn and they post on LinkedIn. And especially with the credibility piece, it's very true. With on Instagram, you do lose a lot of that, or you can build credibility, but I think it does take a bit longer because it can just seem like, oh, it's just a fun platform. You know, we're dancing reels, we're doing this. It's all visual. It's all fun.
Yeah.
You can really show a lot of personality there. But yeah, with LinkedIn, it does feel a bit more serious. And, you know, it's always felt, and I think especially when it comes to content, this is what I've struggled with posting with LinkedIn, is I felt like I don't know how to take my voice in the way that I speak on Instagram, for example, because I can just hop on Instagram stories like I did earlier today and be like, hey guys, like happy Friday, blah, 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 or it's Thursday. But, you know, just start talking. And, you know, talk, or like the way I write captions and stuff, it really does not translate over to LinkedIn. And I have tried repurposing, but yeah, I agree. Yeah. It just doesn't work the same. So can you give us some like practical tips on how to create content that is going to be able to attract those ideal clients and make us this, you know, branded expert in our niche?
Great question. First thing and the first mistake, I did this before. Let's not repurpose from Instagram. The reason why, we can take the same topic, but the reason why we shouldn't repurpose from Instagram is people don't read on LinkedIn like they read on Instagram. Instagram is essays. People on LinkedIn don't have time. They want you to be able to say what you have to say quickly. And it's an art to be able to be so clear on your messaging. And that's what LinkedIn has done over time for me. I'm so clear on my messaging. I don't have to write that much before you get the point. I think Instagram makes you write a lot and you have lots of paragraphs and it can be quite intense. So the first thing I want to kind of talk to anyone that's listening, and you as well, is that there are three types of content. There are three types of content we need to be making on LinkedIn. And I teach people how to do this because I think if you don't know how to do this, it means that you end up being inconsistent because you fall off. I always recommend when you want to start posting on LinkedIn is to try and have or be ready to commit to it for 3 months. And I'll tell you why as I explain the content types. So the three types of content. The first type is visibility content. So read your mind content. So what are the people that are like your ideal clients? What are they thinking? And a lot of ways you can actually start talking to them about what they're thinking is talking about the mistakes you've made and how you turned it around. So it's not about like kind of putting yourself down publicly on the platform, but being relatable, like telling people that I thought in order to build a business, I needed to subscribe to every single, or I needed to be subscribed to every single platform. Like I'm just trying to think of like a technical audience, or I needed to buy all the pieces of software. Right. And then telling people, okay, why you shouldn't be doing that and what made you change that and how you do things now and how things are now working better for you and the rest of your clients. That's a really, really great way to, people are really thinking, should I be doing this? Am I doing this? That's visibility content, read your mind content. And that type of content gets engaged with, gets shared. You're not doing things for likes because most of your clients at the end of the day might never interact with your post, but it reaches more people. So your marketing actually goes further and works. Rather than making a post and maybe 50 people see it.
10 likes. Yeah, exactly. That's my average these days. Yeah. So.
Whereas when you make a post on that platform, you know that it's going further than just the people in your network. It's really powerful. So that's the first type of content. The second type of content is lead attraction content. So you want to create content that makes people want to reach out to you and inquire about your services. And that's a lot of case studies and testimonials. So in terms of being able to share transformations you had for yourself and also for your clients, people see that you can solve their problem, so they reach out to you. So we want to create content that's around case studies. It doesn't have to be long. It can be a transformation story. Very, very to the point. Where someone was before, where they are now, that's a really fantastic way. The next way is income generation type content. So I've said visibility, leads, and now income. You need to offer people your services. A lot of times, the reason why people don't have sales is because they're not actually making any offers. Like, the whole point of having an offer is to offer people to work. Like, here, this is an opportunity to
not selling, because, yeah, it makes sense.
Exactly, right? So you want to create content that is clearly saying, and it shouldn't be, that's not everyday content. You also want to build your brand with visibility and lead generation content. But at least once a week, you want to tell people, hey, I have spots open. This is what's included. This is how I work with you. It's not about talking about the deliverables. It's more about talking about the transformation and how you work with people, right? You can even CTA, check out my recommendations for more, like to hear success stories from my clients. There's so many cool things you can do. And the reason why I talk about these three types of content, but a lot of people, they start and then they fall off. LinkedIn is a compound effect. Posting on LinkedIn is like investing in the stock market.
It's a long game. It's like SEO.
Yeah. It's a long game, but the rewards pay off really fast when you're consistent. So what I like to actually coach people on is how can we create, based on your brand, once I learn about your brand, how can I recreate 3 months of LinkedIn content for you? And this is 3 months of daily LinkedIn content, Monday to Friday. And it can be very easy and very, very simple. I literally spend only 1 hour a week on LinkedIn and I'm done. And once you know how to make 3 months of content, like in a few hours, which I work with people to do, once you know how to do that, you're able to show up only 1 hour a week on the platform. So I have something called a LinkedIn lifestyle, which is essentially on Sundays after I spend time with my husband and son in the evenings. I know some people say, oh, Sundays shouldn't be days off. I think our Sunday evenings, like my mini, like that's just my time. I don't really like CEO days on a Monday or Friday. It's just not my thing. On Sunday evenings, I spend 1 hour and I create 5 pieces of content. I schedule it and I'm done for the week. Like that's it. And I get very qualified leads every single week in the 10 to 50 range. Like it's quiet and they're really qualified. They're my ideal clients. And I want people to know that these type of content, yes, you can say you're going to do it, but I would say upfront, you have to commit to the process. And once you've done that, it becomes easy. Imagine getting to the point where you just spend 1 hour a week on all your marketing content.
I mean, that's my dream, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it sounds like, I mean, it's a system basically. So exactly. It sounds like an amazing
marketing system.
And this is, I talk about this a lot with content. Like the thing is, as we grow our business, we have to start doing more. You know, we maybe start on one platform, then we want to expand, and then we want to start a podcast, and then we want to do XYZ, and then we also want to take on more clients. So having systems like this where it really is saving you so much time. And also it just feels almost like the way you talk about it, it sounds like it's also fun. Like I know when I'm creating content, like it's not something I hate doing. I enjoy creating content. It's something I do out of creativity. And like now that I know how to create Instagram content, for example, it's not super hard. It's like, okay, I will do it. It just is a bit time consuming sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I think about adding another platform. I'm like, okay, wait, like that's going to be a lot, you know, a lot more work. But if it is, you're starting out with a system that is going to make it so easy for you. And I think especially like we talked about how to not repurpose your Instagram, but just repurpose the ideas.
Exactly.
That you're already
exactly.
talking about everywhere else. Like,
exactly.
You know, if you have a podcast or a blog or a YouTube, you have so many content ideas already just sitting out there.
Yes.
Well, you can repurpose.
You have the topics. You're right. Spot on.
Yeah. Do you think, so when you talk about selling services on LinkedIn, this is also something that is a mindset block for me. So let me go through all of my mindset blocks.
Yeah.
But this is a big one, I think, is I feel awkward selling on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of services do you typically market and sell on LinkedIn? And then do you think some businesses do better than others on the platform?
Good question. So both coaching done with you and one for you services can be sold on LinkedIn. As I mentioned, there are 3 types of content. That last type, income generating content, which is talking about your offers, you shouldn't be talking about that every day. I would recommend talking about it once a week, like your offer name. However, all your other content should be about the transformation you provide and also storytelling, which is read your mind content that your clients are thinking. In terms of if it works better for some business owners over others, the reason why a lot of people think, oh, it's only for career coaches or people working with people in corporate is because people still haven't identified the, and here's the word, the overarching theme they should speak to. So here's why. So a lot of times the actual types of content that do very well on the platform are productivity, mental health, health itself, fitness, things like sponsorship and personal branding. Regardless of whatever niche you're in, you can talk to all those topics. So it's not about if you are a career coach or if you're a systems expert or if you are a life coach. You can speak to all those topics. So if you think about what the platform is curated as community of not even professionals, that's not the word, a community of people who want to help each other. That's how LinkedIn is kind of, LinkedIn was brought to the market as a platform where you could actually validate or you had verified sources. So how everyone has their picture, like people treat it as almost like a portfolio of their work. So don't think about it as I need to be in this niche to be successful. It's how do I showcase my brand in the frame of what's important to regular human beings. People actually make LinkedIn seem like very pretentious, and but it's not. It really isn't. Like people may think it's stuffy or it's, but you can literally show up like yourself. Like I have a post on LinkedIn, like it's one of my most engaged with posts about my toxic traits. and it's quite a funny post because it's a short post as well, but it talks about how my toxic trait is my passion. Because a lot of people will hate the fact that, like, or say they, like, why don't you do this? Or why don't you do that? Or, like, people always think, why do you only work with these type of people? Or why do you only like work with people who want to get salary increases? Or why don't you do this? You know, people that kind of question your services about expanding it. And I was like, my toxic trait is I only want to do this, 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 and this. And lots of people were like, that's an amazing toxic trait. And it was quite funny. So a lot of people will feel like, oh, I can't post that type of stuff on LinkedIn. But you can, because there are lots of people that would resonate with that. Like, and people that don't won't, but it would still, like, it's still something that, it's still marketing your business and showcasing your brand. So a lot of your clients think about it. Sometimes they see you, like my client that found me and then one day she decided to work with me. But there's some clients that like to actually see if you're really about what you're really about. And if they see you on Instagram, in some scenarios, they might be, let's say they're, because there's some clients that might be solopreneurs, or maybe they're like small startups. Depending on the size of the business, if you're not, some people just don't work with people that, or don't post on LinkedIn. Like, some people just have that criteria. Like, I'm not sure if this is a real business. Does she even have contracts? I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Does she even have an automated
onboarding? Exactly. You know, so I think seeing LinkedIn as an opportunity to not just sell, if sell feels icky on LinkedIn, but showcase your personal brand, that would lead to sales. So even if some, I have some people that have been, like, some clients have told me, okay, if I'm a new entrepreneur, maybe I don't want to sell immediately, or maybe I'm seasoned and I'm still trying to figure it out, I'm not going to sell immediately, but they still get people in their DMs saying, how can I work with you? Because they're showcasing their brand so well. So don't think about it in the beginning as, okay, selling on this platform is icky. Talk about, how am I showcasing my personal brand enough on this platform that people want to reach out to work with me? I never do cold outreach on LinkedIn. In case anyone's thinking, oh, I'm going to have to do cold outreach, I never do it. People would always come to reach out to you. So you don't have to feel like selling is icky on the platform. When you're talking about your personal brand well enough, people reach out to you. Like, there's no escaping it. Even if you're like, oh, well, I don't, you have to make the offer on the spot. Because, yeah, they'll be like, how can I work with you? I've stalked you. I've Googled, I've looked everywhere. Where's the link to what to talk to you or to apply? So mindset reframe around LinkedIn for sure, I think, is what a lot of people need to get their heads around. But it is possible. Like, even if you want to, like, check me out on LinkedIn and just look at how, like, the content pieces I put and kind of how I structure my sales, like, I call it sales feed, it was my profile.
Yeah, I love that.
You'll see how, like, it works for me without even me having to post about my offers that much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it makes total sense. And I love what you're talking about with, like, infusing your personality just throughout, like, storytelling. And I guess it is just kind of getting used to doing it in a different way, because on other platforms like Instagram and TikTok, it is so much more, like you were saying, like, visually focused, and like video and carousel and like graphic design and stuff like that. And then also you write, yeah, like mile long captions where it's, you can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk forever. And with LinkedIn, it really is just about kind of getting to the point, but having these, like, just short, more also stories about yourself and just, yeah, talking about your own mistakes and stuff like that. I think that's a big kind of trend that we're seeing overall in digital marketing lately. Is, I remember when I first started in digital marketing back in 2019, everything I learned about content was like, don't say I, always say you, like, never talk about yourself, always talk about your client. And that stuck with me for so long. But now I feel like there, it's really kind of being a reverse thing where everyone really wants to have these personal, to hear the personal stories, to hear about, like, to hear these I stories, like, I did this, this is what I learned, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is becoming so interesting in the market nowadays. And I feel like with LinkedIn, you can definitely infuse that a lot into the content you're creating.
Exactly. Exactly. It can be. I think I want to kind of acknowledge the fact that I understand the hesitation. I had that hesitation before starting as well, especially what would people think? I think that's the kind of the first one that comes up. Like, what would people think? Especially like old colleagues.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Exactly. Yeah. But they're not your ideal clients. So, like, yeah, and if they want to be, they'll hop on board. So it's all good. It's all good.
No, that's very true. I think it's something, yeah, it's a work in progress that you just gotta, but I love your system and your strategy and like the three different types of content. It completely makes sense. And it feels really doable. Like, I was even thinking, especially when you were breaking down the six topics of like health, fitness, you know, all of these things, I was even thinking like, oh, I could apply systems to health. I could talk about how I go to a yoga class at, you know, 10 in the morning on Fridays because I want to, or, you know, whatever. Like there, you're totally right with there is so many ways to apply your niche to these more trending topics. And yeah, I love how specific that was. So to wrap up, do you have any systems that you use in your marketing and your business that help you manage your clients? And obviously you have your LinkedIn lifestyle system that we love. Anything else you want to share with us before you go?
Ooh, okay. So I have one that has been like a game changer for me. It's more of like, obviously how a technical tool has supported me with like supporting my clients. It's been how Airtable, using Airtable for my customer relationship management. So I do use Dubsado, like obviously for contracts, but Airtable is such a powerful tool in terms of visualizing my clients' progress through my programs. So being able to see like their wins, understanding their progress through the program, what questions they've asked, even understanding what they said at the beginning of the program compared to the end of the program. I'm supporting through them through any kind of questions they have. So yeah, that's been a, for me, I think the power of choosing the right tools in your business. And sometimes just not, imagine managing that all through spreadsheets or Google.
That's using, one thing I love about Airtable. Yeah. You can like filter things and stuff.
Exactly. So that's been such a game changer for me. What other tools? I think even also even exploring like the power of like open source or different alternatives to different solutions. Like I love Calendly, but I've recently discovered Cal and TidyCal. So like just being a little bit more kind of innovative. I've been in this game for a while now. So I feel like I've streamlined my systems a little bit more in terms of how they're connected. Obviously Zapier is amazing too in terms of tying everything up. But I think I'll say for sure the main system has been client relationship management and using Airtable.
Yeah, I love that. And I've seen people do this a lot. And I think it is so helpful. I think especially when you're talking about actually creating content, because this is so useful for you to have as like a database, like one of the main content types you talked about was like reading your client's mind. And you are literally reading your client's minds because they're telling you like exactly what questions they have. They're telling you their pain points when they're onboarded. They're telling you their wins when they're offboarded. Like it is so smart to make sure to have that all set up and streamlined. So it's very, very easy for you to always pull in those, any kind of content or information you need about anyone you're working with.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This was so helpful. I absolutely loved it. I will definitely be going and creeping on all of your programs and creeping on your LinkedIn lifestyle and trying to implement that myself. So can you tell us where we can find you and if you have any free gifts or anything you want to share with the audience?
Of course, of course. Okay, so it'll be remiss of me to tell you not to check me out on LinkedIn.
Probably on LinkedIn.
Yes, so check me out on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram as well. I show up there sometimes from time to time. So LinkedIn and Instagram. But I would love to share my well-paid and fulfilled weekly email series. That's my email list where I share tips for entrepreneurs who want to get started with building their personal brand on LinkedIn. So it's a weekly email series. However, I do have some nice freebies. So I have a freebie around how new and seasoned entrepreneurs can get started on LinkedIn. So it's a mini series. So you feel free to listen to that. I also have my LinkedIn VIP day for anyone who wants to start with 3 months of content for selling out there and branding themselves on LinkedIn so they can sell their services. And yeah, well-paid and fulfilled series is where to be though. I send pretty good email, so.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I mean, I would imagine you're like really great at writing content these days. So
I mean,
I would feel like your emails are also pretty good.
Yes, yes. So, but yeah, I've built my LinkedIn muscle. So I feel like, yeah, content's my thing. So yeah, that's how you can find me.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm going to link everything down in the show notes. So definitely go check out the LinkedIn. I know I'm going to be like stalking all the content and stuff after this. So thank you all for listening and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Systems podcast. I hope that this episode has given you insight into the impact systems can have on your business so you can scale to the next level. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show and share it with others. Your review will help us spread the word about the power of systems. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.